It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Aurora police are investigating a shooting and vandalism that occurred Sunday during a protest calling for justice in the death of Elijah McClain. Officer Matthew Longshore says the shots were apparently fired at a Jeep that sped through the protest.
The shooter took it upon himself to recklessly open fire and actually shot two people. Other protesters in the group, luckily they are non-life-threatening injuries.
Longshore says most of the protesters left after the march, but a crowd of about 100 damaged the Aurora courthouse and the courtyard, including 20 broken windows and damaged lights. Police are asking anyone with pictures or videos of the car or the shooting to contact the police or Crime Stoppers. Students in a Facebook Live event this past weekend said they miss their friends and teachers, but they're nervous about going back to school. Kids from the Colorado group Student Voice Student Vote said they'd feel more comfortable returning to school in a hybrid model, with half of students in remote learning for half the week. 15-year-old Brianna Sousa-Meda.
I don't think it's safe to go back in general. And although I absolutely despised online learning, it was hard for me to focus. I couldn't get the help that I needed. I just wanted to be able to stay healthy and to be able to flatten the curve.
Douglas County students will return to school under a hybrid plan designed to cut class sizes by half on any given day. The schedule will divide students into two groups. Each group will spend a two-day block in school and 3 days learning online. The school board approved the plan Saturday. Board member Susan Meek.
We're dealing with a villain that's the COVID virus. And we need to make sure that we are putting students and staff members into an environment that's safe.
Families can also choose full-time remote learning. Schools in Douglas County open the week of August 17th. This is CPR News.